slow, my mother holds my daughter, the onion skin bleached hand under the peach head. Dee dee, she says, from the vegetable world. La la, a language of roots from a forgotten garden. She forms like a cresting wave over the child. It is impossible not to see her break and bury, and the child swim up a girl, and the girl reach shore a woman on my last beach. Dee dee, la la, I will not fight our drowning nor the fall of gardens. I am curious, however, to know what world this is. The honeydew head of the child, the cauliflower head of the grandmother, bob in the sea under the garden. Dee dee, la la, the grandmother rustles her hands like two dry leaves, and the child drives round as a slug for pleasure, leaving the trail of its going wet on the world. And this, too, I suppose, is a New England scene, though it would not normally be recognized in the myth of New England. Elegy for Sandra. Read down into the dead and close tears of the lying sand, soil, grass, the root-sided, landsliding, unraisable dawn and dark of the pit. My stupid cousin, the missing scholar of all, father of nothing, and boxer who never won a fight, lies dumb to the tears of women. From the womb that stirred in dreams and soft from dream dark coiled awake, the son of the man touched, man-giving and all unholdable sweet and milk of the flesh. The dissolution and the swaying censer like a pendulum under the timing sky. The woman who is gifted gives back her barren son. He was the oaf of her litter, but not less loves nor deaths. Her better sons, the unneeding Sunday visiting, check writing first felt of her blood, stay her faint at the trembling sill. But he was the last to need her, and first most gone from all mourning she held to her breast's greatness. While this one lived, she had a child and was mother to man. Childless, she sees him down the flower spilled sand back and enfolding ways into the blood black deep past tears and time to the stone stopped heart. A pebble rattles there. The skirted priest runs out of saints and ends. Her big sons turn her back to the world where now she is their child. Men marry what they need. I marry you. Morning by morning, day by day, night by night, and every marriage makes this marriage new. In the broken name of heaven, in the light that shatters granite by the spitting shore, in air that leaps and wobbles like a kite, I marry you from time. And a great door is shut and stays shut against wind, sea, stone, sunburst, and heaven fall. And home once more, inside the house of skin and struts of bone, man, woman, woman, man, and each the other, I marry you by all dark and all dawn and have my laugh at death. Why should I bother the flies about me? Let them buzz and do. Men marry their queen, their daughter, or their mother by hidden names, but that thin buzz winds through where reasons are no reason, cause is true. Men marry what they need. I marry you. Domenica Gattinato sits in the sun on the step of her house in Calabria. There are seven men and four women in the village who call her Mama, and the orange trees fountain their blooms down all the hill and valley. No one can see more memory from this step than Donna Domenica. When she folds her hands in her lap, they fall together like two Christs fallen from a driftwood shrine. All their weathers are twisted into them. There is that art in them that will not be carved, but can only be waited for. These hands are not sad, nor happy, nor tired, nor strong. They are simply complete. They lie still in her lap, and she sits waiting quietly in the sun for what will happen, as, for example, a petal may blow down on the wind and lie across both of her thumbs, and she look down at it.
Mr. Chair,
I tell you, don't trust the living. Their eyes go mad for practice. They're possessing. Give them one good Friday and they're up and ready with nails and religions. Hysteria's their mother. There's a scratch in them that won't heal. They have 12 fingers sticky with bleeding. Get thin. Put by some dying before your own hock, shank, and marrow and out nailing Jews for fat reasons. Get a grave behind you. What else made the Sahara a saint suburb and singed the mob at the city gate when the bones stole back as easy as gypsies, all their own? Ask Ezra at St. Elizabeth's mismanaging a dozen languages in a rage of tricks to pile all hells into one dictionary. Ask Blake headfirst in the tiger's mouth. Ask Dunn being bad for God. Ask Byron being bad. Ask Dr. Johnson what he's doing dead when grammar's cracking wider every day. Paid in full Lazarus, the one safe man in all dangerous Judea, is my saint.
The howling Tantalus in Dakota looking for land, the blood of the slain flow in our rivers. There is something strong comes into the wheat stem we have not heard. The wrinkled darkness of my earth and old women, the grave clothes of my flesh, returning to the root. Which way do you plant it? The first ripe bearded fur of wheat, and men's spirits break from the thick dark earth. The Pentecostal rush of flames, God in the wind and the wheat, the guilty hands of Caesars, the rose of the fields and its red subversive joys. We must come back to Eden. The earth offered us Eden, bread not broken or divided, and the sins of those who ground the wheat and ground the men and women in it. Thou hast eaten, but not consumed. There is the bread of men and angels, the seraphim and the ripe wheat, the gold-bearded thunder. A song from the dead men has risen.